and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Shoveling all that snow in western New York State.
You hit a wall right at Buffalo, and it's been steady snow ever since.
A wall of snow, the storm nearing historic levels, falling almost steadily since Thursday. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has declared a state of emergency and a travel ban for 11 counties across New York State.
It's dangerous. It also means it's life-threatening.
And deadly whiteout conditions making driving nearly impossible. More than 6 feet of lake effect snow sweeping in off Lake Erie.
WIVB-TV's Tara Lynch. Twitter is reinstating former President Trump's account. CNET's Ian Schur says this is yet another major change at the social media platform since Elon Musk took over. And that's not all.
The larger question is what this is going to mean for the political realm.
Trump was banned after the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
Trump was a force on Twitter and able to stay in the headlines in part because he was so active on the platform and so many people followed and responded to him.
Meanwhile, a special counsel this week was appointed by the Attorney General to oversee investigations involving the former president. Tragedy at a holiday parade in Raleigh, North Carolina.
A runaway truck turned a Christmas parade in Raleigh, North Carolina into a horrific scene. First, it slowly pushes through the crowd. Some performers scatter, but there's confusion. Many don't realize what's happening. Then the truck picks up speed and strikes a young girl, killing her.
It was just a lot of chaos. Cops running, people running.
Michael George, CBS News.
Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressing the Republican-Jewish Coalition Conference about U.S.-Israel relations, in particular the working relationship with President Biden.
And while we agree, we disagree, and we agree to disagree on some matters, this is disagreement within the mishpocha, within the family.
Netanyahu recently reelected. World Cup soccer is about to begin.
This is Roxana Saberi in Doha, Qatar, where we've just been to a training session for the U.S. men's national soccer team. They're warming up just one day before the World Cup kicks off. With an average age of 25 and a half, this team is now one of the youngest of the 32 squads competing this year. The tournament has been overshadowed by concerns over the deaths of migrant workers and the treatment of the LGBTQ community here in Qatar.
Yesterday, Qatari authorities suddenly reversed a decision that would have allowed beer sales in the stadium. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. If you're an SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government needs your investment in oil and is allowing you to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Call 800-278-7455. 800-278-7455.
And Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies, overnight with a low of 4 above. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun, tomorrow a few flurries possible at times, high of 29. Mainly cloudy skies, tomorrow night 19. Low 30s, Monday warmer on Tuesday with highs in the mid 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 11.
Black. This is Fang von Rathenstein from the Lords of the Trident, and you're listening to the only radio station that I listen to before I go into battle, Maxinc Radio. Radio for the people.
Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Maxinc Radio. We are local music.
Recognize. That is from 2021. That is Imperial Fall out of Milwaukee. Before that, we started Max Inc. Heavy Out this hour with Lords of the Trident, a double dip. We heard Acolyte, and before that, the Metal Sea. Lords of the Trident, they're heading out on a tour of Japan coming up in December. And coming up late December, we'll have Ty Christian, the singer, come in and tell us all about what happened over in Tokyo and all the crazy toilets and everything else that happens in that country. I'm Rocker. You are listening to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to keep it going right now. Let's check out some Cowboy Amazing. Don't Spook the Horses. Max Inc. Heavy, Civic Media.
local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Dog's Blood, that is the Strands. Hey, everybody, happy Saturday night. My name is Rocker. You are listening to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Before that, When Implied, Burn the World. And we have Go Play God. They're in the studio. They're going to be telling us about a show coming up Thanksgiving Eve, and we're going to premiere some brand new music. Stick around. It's coming up right after the break.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's hear it on the dance floor. Let's hear it while we can. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I love this song! I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
To the flame.
John from Go Play God, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Go Play God. That is Weight in Salt. And just before that, Meant to Be. Hey, I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. And right now in the studio with me, I have Big John and Vaughn from Go Play God. They're going to be playing this Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve, for the Hard Rock for Hunger at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison. That's going to feature Go Play God, Seven Seasons Deep, and West on 12, which is a new band. And Big John, Vaughn, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks so much for having us.
You bet, man. Thanks.
So, you know, for those our listeners who haven't heard of Go Play God, but, you know, they've heard Go Play God a bunch of times because we play Meant to Be quite often. But tell us a little of the backstory of Go Play God. I know you guys have quite a bit of history, and you've been around longer than a decade, I believe.
What are you trying to say, for dinosaurs or what? It Go Play God kind of came out of the hello, I'm John, by the way. Go Play God came out of the ashes of a band that Vaughn and I formed some time ago called Livid.
And oh yes, I remember Livid.
Yeah, we had a good run with that formation of musicians. Then we decided to go a different direction a little bit, we brought in Jim Finley, the bass player. He was part of the last little bit of Livid with us. And there were some unforeseen situations that were kind of dropped in our lap with lead singer issues. Then we started looking around, and we found, rest in peace, Kurt Taliaferro. And we jammed with Kurt, wrote music with Kurt for...
Close 10 years.
10 years, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Vaughn, you and I have been like an old married couple, like 20 years.
Yeah, right? we're at about 20.
when we found Kurt, we kept the moniker Livid for a couple of years. And we were writing and playing some old Livid songs, and then obviously playing the new Go Play God songs. And then we just changed the name to Go Play God.
Just felt like a different thing, sort of, so it seemed like a good...
Absolutely.
Where does that come from? Is that like a quote from a movie, or...?
It's a quote from a song. I'll just let that be there, left at that. Well, actually, it comes from a Seven Dust lyric.
Oh, cool.
And actually, Jim Hollywood Finley. Hello, Hollywood, I know you're listening. he's the one that brought it to the table and kind of stuck when we were looking for a different moniker. So then we continued on with Kurt and recorded a bunch of material with Pablo Schluter that you know very well, Rocker.
Oh, yes, over at
Megatone Studios.
Megatone Studios.
Yep. And we still got some unreleased material from him with Kurt singing vocals that we're going to circle back around and finish up.
Oh, wow.
We listened to a few of it once in a while, and, you know, brings up some emotions and whatnot, but... Then, you know, Kurt got diagnosed with throat cancer a few years back, and that's when the COVID thing really hit, so everything was shut down.
Yeah, everything was kind of happening at the same time COVID hit, and right about the same time he got diagnosed with throat cancer.
Right. And so, we started to search around a little bit for a new voice, and Jason Ziegler from... he used to be the frontman for Zero Minus One. He fell into our lap, and we hung out a few times, and it just started to progress from there. And now we're in a studio with Mark Whitcomb over at DNA, doing some tracking there. It's going pretty well. And that's kind of it in a nutshell. I don't know what...
Jason, is he a Madison guy, or has he come elsewhere from the state or the nation, I should say?
He's up in Toma, actually.
Toma.
Yeah, he got a little bit of a hike over to us, so
that's a bit of a drive to get to to get down here to Madison. Now, am I right? Is one of your guys from Richland Center as well, correct?
No.
All right, it must have been the other band when we were playing in Milwaukee together.
That's Kyle Alt. He's
Kyle Alt.
Yeah, a band in Zen. He lives over there by Richland Center.
I see.
Yeah, that was a good show we had down there in Milwaukee.
That was great over at Kochanski's in Milwaukee.
Right. I wish we just the turnout would have been a little bit better, but.
Well, you know, just to get down there at Kochanski's, I thought that I want to play there in the summer because when you go out to that back deck that they have and the, what is that, like volley or horseshoe pits?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Horseshoe pits back there. And
that's
they
like,
have live
like
bands.
The world class fanciest horseshoe pit I've ever seen. It's unreal.
Yeah. I know. I can't wait to play there in the summer. I hope we can get back in there. So you guys are coming up. You're going to be playing at the Hard Rock for Hunger at the High Noon Saloon coming up November 23rd. With you guys, Seven Seasons Deep will open that show, but you're playing with West on 12, and that has Sean Ault on bass. Tell us about that band. That's kind of new, right?
Yeah. From what I gather, and Hammer's the one that, unfortunately, Autumn Gray dropped out of the show. Due to unforeseen circumstances with those folks. But Jeff Grieshammer, I call him Hammer, he's the one that brought this band to my attention and mentioned that Sean Ault, that we all know, was playing bass. And so I reached out to them. What I gather from them, I've never heard any material from them or seen them. I hear they're able to cover several decades of cover tunes. So I think it's going to be a nice mix. We'll get the bluesy alt rock from the boys in Seven Seasons Deep, then we'll get the GPG Go Play God set, and then we'll have a cover band just close out. Everybody will be able to relax and have some drinks and get ready for Turkey Day.
And then it's also a fundraiser, this show, is that correct?
Correct.
Yep, for Second Harvest Food Bank.
Yeah, this is like, what, sixth or seventh year in a row
we've done this? We've been doing this for quite a while.
And the deal there is bring a non-perishable can of food the day of the show, get a discounted ticket price into the show. It goes for a good cause, you know, people that need help or the homeless or whatnot. Especially, you know, it seems like we pay attention during the holiday season, but I think we need to really actually be paying attention all year long.
For sure.
And helping people that are in need, because it's tough out there.
That's for sure. Well, that's really cool. I'm really happy about that. Now, you guys have a new album coming out in 2023, and you're recording new music, like you just said, over at DNA with Mark Wickham. Are we going to see that in early 23 or late 23? What's your plans?
Vaughn?
I think it'll be earlier. We like John said, we're in the middle of tracking right now, so I'm not sure how many songs total we're going to do. You know, it may be an EP release type thing.
And this is all with the new singer, right?
Yeah, this will all be with Jason.
Yeah, and Jason's kicking some serious tail. He's very talented human being.
Oh yeah, I saw him out at Kochanski's, and he was pretty impressive.
Yeah, he brings the goods for sure.
All right, let's talk about we have a new song. You brought in a brand new song that's not even out yet that we're going to listen to from the upcoming album. It's called Trust in Thee. Tell us a little bit about this song before we play.
So this song actually, the music was recorded while Kurt was still with us, and unfortunately he got sick, wasn't able to do vocals obviously on it after he got sick, and so we recorded the music for this song at Megatone with Paul, and so we had, you know, the song sitting here, and when Jason came in, he actually recorded the vocals at DNA, and we put everything together and mixed it up, and Paul mixed it at Megatone, and that's where it's at.
Yep.
All right, very cool. Go Play God, November 23rd at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison at the Hard Rock for Hunger, along with Seven Seas Deep and West on 12. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time to come in the studio tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rocker.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for everything you do for the local music scene. We need to actually, I think, band together a lot more and re-energize this area. It's talent-laden musicians. Absolutely. Across the board here. And it's kind of fallen by the wayside, and it's due to a little bit of the COVID thing, But I think we need to rebuild that brotherhood, so to speak. So
I think it's making a comeback. And hey, you guys are part of it. Right now, this is brand new from Go Play God. Trust in Thee. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
Oh,
in Thee. That is brand new. Go Play God. Go Play God will be playing this Wednesday night coming up at the High Noon Saloon. Hard Rock for Hunger with Seven Seasons Deep and West on 12. Thanks, Big John and Vaughn, for coming in and telling us all about that stuff and bringing in some brand new music. You know, we'd love to hear your music. If you're going to premiere some brand new music, give us a ring or give us an email, maxincradio@...
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio.